Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Johncast Podcast after our 45th hiatus. Those of you who stick around, you know, thank you. I appreciate it. But today we are going to be talking about The Flash. We are going to be talking about The Flash TV show, Flash movie. Before I disappeared, supposed to talk about the final episode of The Flash. I was so disappointed in The Flash that it made me stop podcasting for almost 2 months. That's my official story. Unofficial story. I just had some life changes going on in effort to get dieting and health together. Also had to take some time off of work due to an injury. But everything's all good now. We're going to try to get back to the regular routine of recording. I know, say that all the time and end up disappearing again, but here we are today. So first and foremost, let's start with, man, the episode of The Flash. Alright, so throughout the time I was recording those last three episodes, I kept saying that I felt like with everything going on, the ending was going to be rushed. I felt like with all the plot lines they're trying to build and with all the set photos that leaked of knowing that the Speedsters was coming back, already knew that something was going to feel rushed. And to me, that final episode was a tragedy. It was a tragedy. Grant Gustin deserved better. That show deserved better. I'm just like, I only came back for four episodes and I wanted to quit, you know, in the middle of that. But for the final episode, let's just talk about the biggest disappointment of them all. They did the fan service route and brought back all the evil Speedsters. But for them to be off by Team Flash, like, to be defeated so easily by Team Flash, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Savitar was a waste of time bringing him back because he just ended up in the suit. Like, I think I said this before, like, if we were going to, you know, if we had issues during production with Grant Gustin's health because I believe he contracted COVID during that time and it made problems with filming, I would have been okay with delaying an episode to give me the best possible product. But that's not how the product, that's not how Flash worked. It's not how the CW worked. They had to put the episode out or do what the best they could, which was terrible. So we had Zoom. We had Eobard Thawne return. We had Savitar return. And we had, who was the last one? Godspeed. Forgettable. I feel like Godspeed in this TV show was just horrible. I feel like, just why? You know, like, I just, of all the evil Speedsters, I just feel like he's the worst because of how he's written. But they brought back all of them. And for all of them to be defeated by just Team Flash, like, I feel like the only one that's earned but still didn't really make sense was Savitar and Nora Allen. That face off, XS versus Savitar, daughter versus father, you know, but we didn't really lean into that aspect of it at all. You know, the daughter and the father dynamic there. It was just they fought. They did a call back to Savitar season when he was supposed to kill Iris, but Nora ended up phasing, taking the blade and stabbing him in the back. In my mind, I'm like, I didn't really understand how stabbing him in the back killed him, because I'm like, he's a big ass suit of armor, right? So it didn't really look like she stabbed him that deep, but I guess that defeated him. We go to Zoom, and Zoom was defeated by Keown, which was, you know, I hate everything about Keown. But what happened is that basically she just absorbed his powers and threw it back at him, I guess. Okay. Then we had Tom Cavanaugh, Eobard Thawne return. And he got defeated by Allegra, which was like, again, okay, like he was trying to kill Chester and didn't end up killing Chester. And then she just appeared and I guess released her powers in the explosion and he was gone. Just like that. Ooh. Then the worst of them all is Godspeed. Godspeed and Cecile. Now, I know I complained, I think it was episode 2, around because Cecile had like a whole arc devoted to herself, and it made absolutely no sense with the time that we had. And even like, I'm gonna get into like the end of the episode as well, something I extremely dislike, but it was just like she all of a sudden became this superpowered being that could fly, and then, you know, as versus a speedster, and all she's doing is throughout the episode, you know, and it's like, just to take him out, you know, she fight an army of Godspeeds, and that was it. And it was just like, why, man? Why? You know, I would have preferred, you know, like, just bring back all the other, like, Jay Garrick was there for, you know, a minute, you know, for the few minutes he was there. You know, bring back other speedsters, let them fight them, make this more, you know, believable. Like, it was just so horrible. Like, and I think I'm on record. I've said it. I'm pretty sure I said it. I hate Team Flash. I hate everything about Team Flash. I hate in this show how much time they spent on Team Flash. I don't want a show about Team Flash. I want a show about The Flash. I want a show about Barry Allen. That's who I care about. Grant Gustin. That is who I care about. For all of Team Flash to just take all of them out so easily was just like so disappointing. Like it was horrible. It was terrible. I just was not, man, you know, like, it gets getting me upset now. And this is almost, I think, 2 months ago now that episode aired. I just like, oh my God, man. It's horrible. And to go further, like, I guess I'm okay with the way that Eddie Thawne ended up being defeated, Cobalt Blue, which suit was nice. Loved the suit. The way he ended up being defeated was the classic, you know, anime fans, talk no jutsu, you know, for us that know Naruto. That's how Barry ended up convincing him that the negative speed force and the speed force can exist together and basically coexist. That they don't need to be enemies, that they can just exist together. And that's it. It didn't really even seem that hard. Like, like for the final villain, for the final, you know, final episode, it just didn't really seem all that hard. It really didn't seem like, you know, there was a lot of effort behind it. It just seemed like, hey, remember, you know, you were a good guy. You know, remember all this stuff and what it could be. And then he was just like, oh my God, I remember. And then that's it. I'm a good guy now. Not even a good guy. I exist. like he said, as the negative speed for, we are going to disagree sometimes, but, you know, I'm willing to coexist. Okay, I guess. Okay. Now, all that stuff out the way. I did enjoy, I guess, the action of it all. The CGI portion of it all was kind of good, especially when we opened up with Barry kind of facing off against Eddie Cobalt Blue. I keep kind of messing my brain up on which name I'm going to say, but that sequence was, I enjoyed it, you know, a little bit, you know, compared to what they've done in the past. Yeah, it was okay. So one of the other big issue I had towards the, not the very end of the episode, but our cutaway to the Flash logo, that thing. I really hated that we spent so much time on Joe proposing to Cecile, and I'm like, to be honest, I thought they were married already. Like, I totally forgot they weren't even married. So when he proposed, I was just like, oh yeah, that's right. And then it's just like, but why are we spending, like, this is like the final minutes of the episode, right? This is the last cutaway to the Flash logo. That whole scene should be with Barry, like, just to cut away. Even if they still want to throw in the end scene where he distributed the Speed Force to the other speedsters out there, even if we still did that, but this is the last cutaway ever. And even with that, I really felt like we didn't really spend enough time with Iris. You know, I kind of, it's just like, yeah, she gave birth, right? But majority of the episode was with Grant, with Barry. And it makes me wonder if something happened in the background of production. I don't really think anything's ever come out about that. But I really felt like Iris should have been present more. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a story about Barry and Iris, and, you know, that's the way it ended, you know, with the baby as well, with Nora. And I'm just like, you know, overall episode, like, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm like really like a 5 out of 10, like, on episode. Like, I could even go to like a 4 out of 10. But I want to be generous right now and go with a 5 out of 10. So that's kind of where I'm going to land on the episode right now. But when it comes to like The Flash as a TV show, right, altogether, I like to believe when it first came out, it was, you know, this was the height of the Arrowverse. Not even the height. This was the beginning of the building of the Arrowverse, because the Arrow was on TV at that time. I didn't watch the Arrow at the time. I really wasn't interested in it. But then The Flash came out, and Flash being, you know, one of my favorite personal characters, I was more interested in watching that. I did eventually go back and like start to watch Arrow. I have never completed the show. I think I've watched maybe 4 or 5 seasons in total of it. But, you know, Flash is such a show that has, like, I feel like its best season was its first season, right? I feel like just overall, like, if I watch all the seasons right now, I will always walk away feeling the best about the first season. And then the second season, it was good, but I don't think it reached the heights of the first season. Third season, I kind of feel the same. It was a good season, but I don't really think it ever reached the heights of the first season. And then from there, I just felt like after season 3, we had like such a decline, right, in the show. I feel like the show was a complete, you know, like from there, you know, we were kind of here, like season 1 was up, and then, you know, we kind of stagnated a little bit, and then after that, it's just a steady decline. That's how I feel about The Flash in total. Like I said, I think I dropped out like completely out of The Flash. Like, I didn't care anymore around season 7. Like, season 4, I stuck around and watched. Season 5, I stuck around and watched. No, season, like, probably halfway through season 5 is kind of when I started doing, like, Spark Notes version and just went to YouTube and watched clips of the episode and just came in for episodes I really wanted to see. Season 6 is kind of when I just completely Spark Notes it. Season 7, I didn't even care to watch it anymore. It was just, like, whatever. I think I only came back for whatever crossover was in that season. Season 8 was just like, I don't really care. Season 9, like I said, I didn't care until the final 4 episodes. I knew it was the end of the season. In my mind before it started, I was like, I don't even want to, like, I don't even care. Just get me to the final episode and then I'll watch. But then I saw that the final episode was going to be, you know, its own, like, condensed story. I decided to watch that. And even inside the final season as a whole, like, I felt like, you know, this is the last season, and I think they started off terribly with the portrayal of the Red Death. Just the whole storyline was just stupid. Like, I didn't watch it so completely, but from what I've seen on, you know, people talking about it, stuff like that, it's just blah, stupid. And I'm like, overall, like, I think most of us, you know, we have a, you know, for those of us that stuck around with the show, I can't even say us, I don't even put myself in the us category, but for those that stuck with the show, I think it's simply because of, like, you know, that fondness of The Flash. I feel like at the end of the day, like, for me, I view, like, Grant Gustin as my definitive Barry Allen. Like, I feel like for me, yeah, he had 9 seasons to do it, but I feel like no matter what writing was going on, no matter how bad the show got, I kind of felt like him delivering, like, on emotions and, you know, stuff like that, acting, I felt like he did an amazing job portraying Barry Allen. Like, yeah, there's ups and downs to it. There's always an ebb and flow to it. Like, I'm pretty sure there's things that we could nitpick and complain about. But I feel like as Barry Allen, like, he's my definitive guy. I'm going to kind of more expand upon that more when I start talking about the Flash movie. As I said before, I did not see the Flash movie. I really don't care to be spoiled myself on it. So I already am aware of events. When I get to that section, I probably am going to be talking about a little bit of spoilers, but not really heavily. But yeah, I just felt like Grant Gustin should have deserved better. Like, for that final episode, right? I felt like he deserved like a lot more than what he got. What he got was okay, but I felt like he deserved much more than okay. And I think most of the time we bring up the problems with the Flash, we relate it to Eric Wallace, who I believe is the showrunner. And a lot of people, you know, I see like put the sole blame on him, and right, I mean rightfully so, right? He's a showrunner. He's the one who kind of organizes this as we go forward. And it's just like, to me, it's, I don't know. I attach CW when I, you know, like when I see CW, I just immediately think it's going to be bad. It's going to have a great first season, and then after that, it's going to fall off. That's how I felt about CW shows. I felt like if I ever commit to a CW show again, which it's been a while, I feel like, yeah, it's probably going to have an amazing first season that hooks me in, that reels me in, and has me like, you know what, the show is interesting. But then after that first season, it's gonna just go drop off. Like that's what, for me, that's what happened with Supergirl. That's what happened with Black Lightning. For those superhero shows, I remember on Netflix, I was watching, there was some show on Netflix. It was supposed to be like some type of horror show that was on. I was like, oh, it looked kind of interesting. I started watching it, and then it, you know, you get the CW logo, and I was like, nope, don't even watch it anymore. Like, as soon as I saw the CW logo, I was like, nah, I don't even want to watch it anymore. I don't care what this show is about. I was like, yeah, it looked interesting. It sounded interesting, but nah, it's a CW show. Nope, don't care no more. That's how much CW has scarred me. So when it comes to, you know, just the Flash overall, I can't really ever say I'm ever going to go back and watch it again. I don't feel that way. I just feel like I'm going to just go, through like a heartache, right? Just like what the show could have been, what it, you know, all that. As I said before, I feel like, you know, the major problem is when you try to tell the stories that the Flash is telling, 24 episode seasons is just too much. And even so, like, the problem became Team Flash. Like, we spent so much time taking Barry out of it, you know, as a show about the Flash that at times doesn't even feature the Flash. And we've spent so much time focusing on the people who really don't matter to us. Like, we don't, like, yeah, it's nice to have them in support, but there's episodes we get entirely devoted to them. And sometimes it's just, like, a waste of time, you know? And I always feel like, you know, when you have shows like Daredevil that exist, when you have shows like Punisher, you know, the Netflix, those Netflix shows that came out, and even today, the Marvel shows, I feel like, you know, whether, not arguing whether they're good or bad, that's not my argument here. You know, if you enjoyed it, you enjoyed it. If you didn't, you didn't. But I feel like, you know, we're on it because they're condensed shows. Like, I don't remember. I might be wrong here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like the first season of Daredevil is like somewhere around that 12 episode range, which is perfect because every episode, I think it's lower than 12 episodes. I think I gave it too much, but every episode of there was important. We are telling a story, right? Episode, you know, like from episode one, we're not really dealing with a lot of filler. Like, we're not putting, you know, just unnecessary information. We just keep on going. We're world building as we're going. Like, we get episode one, you know, just covering who he is as Daredevil. Episode two, where we're kind of talking about the world. We're talking about the, you know, the different factions that's under Kingpin. And I believe episode three, we actually focus on Kingpin. And then I think episode four, we get the reveal and also seeing the duality. Like, there's always like that stuff. And even with the current state of Marvel shows, when you have stuff like when you have stuff like She-Hulk, when you have stuff like Hawkeye, when you have stuff like, you know, currently Secret Invasion, a lot of these shows is like anywhere between six and eight episodes. And for those type of shows, that's all you need. You know, if you're just telling straight to the point, like I said, I'm not arguing whether they're good or bad. That's not my argument here, because it's a whole different conversation. But when you have those short, condensed stuff, and all you have to do is focus telling one story and not trying to add stories in between, not put me in a position that I may have to wait 2 or 3 weeks to come back to the main story that I care about, that's where I think superhero shows succeed. But like I said, it's not their I feel like somebody's going to come after me. But it's not to argue whether those shows are good or bad. I just feel like that's a perfect place for these superhero shows. And with The Flash, when you have these 24 episode seasons, sometimes more, maybe a little bit less, but when you have those, it just feels like we get a point in time where, you know, the episode, we spend the first 3-4 episodes, I guess, setting up the main arc, but then we have like another 2 or 3 episodes in between about the villain of the week episodes. Maybe we talk about the main thing a little bit, right? It has this formula, and that formula was tainted like from like season, I guess I want to say season 3, because that's I kind of feel like that's when people, whether it was somewhere in between, somewhere in season 3, 4, 5, right? If you were watching The Flash, that is where I want to believe you started to feel that decline in the show. Somewhere around there, 3, 4, 5. So those 3 seasons somewhere that you started to, you know, have started to question The Flash. Like, somewhere around there for sure. I think we can agree upon that. And I just feel like, I think during the writer strike, if I remember correctly, maybe that was before The Flash. I don't remember, but I feel like we did have a shortened season in The Flash, and it was okay, right? Even now, the last season, it was shortened, but it was still a bad season because they had like no direction, really. Like, the Red Death storyline could have been way better, but the storyline itself was just so stupid, incredibly stupid. Like, it was just dumb. So it's like, you know, you can't, if you're gonna, you know, before the season started, you know, it should have been, you know, vision board, right? If the ending was going to be Cobalt Blue, we should have the entire season revolving around that. If we want to be bring Red Death in, it's my opinion that Red Death should have been a part of that final Speedster battle. Like, we didn't need Savitar. Like, Savitar could have went out. If anything, you know, Red Death could have been the first half, but if we would have told that story a lot better, Red Death could have been thrown into Argus, right? Whatever. And then when it was time, Cobalt Blue could have got her out instead of Savitar, because like Savitar just felt like a complete waste of the time. You could have replaced him and, you know, give her a way better story to tell. That probably would have improved, you know, that final battle. And like, for those actors, it sounds like they're the actors that we wanted to see return. It's not that they didn't want to return. It seemed like timing was an issue. If that is true, then we should have pushed it back and just, you know, give those characters timing. Like, I would have loved to see Wally come back. I would have loved to see Bart come back. I would have loved to see, you know, Jay Garrick in there. I would have loved to see, even though we only ever saw him one time, I can't remember his name. I'm thinking about him right now, but I feel like that's not the Elusive Man. But for those of you who know, you know, I'm gonna, in the post-production, I'm gonna put the picture on the screen, so you guys know who I'm talking about. But that guy, the Speedster who was on another Earth, had the mask and the red hood. You guys know. I hope you know. But yeah, like I said, post-production, I'm going to put his image on the screen, so you know who I'm talking about. But yeah, bring that guy in just for callback, fan service, right? So you have Speedsters versus Speedsters and not Team Flash, right? You know, like, just get it out of here, right? And to me, that probably would have made the whole final, you know, episode a lot better. You know, I feel like they did do the, you know, good part in telling the story. It was just, like I said, 4 episodes to tell the story. It never felt like it was enough. It should have just been spread out throughout the entire season in a smart way. You could have weaved Eddie Thawne from the beginning and still told that story, you know, spread it out along with Red Death. And Red Death becomes a part of the ending sequence. So, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I kind of want to move on. But with the TV show, The Flash, you know, it has a place in my heart because I did. At the end of the day, like I said, I enjoy Grant Gustin. And to me, Grant Gustin right now is probably my definitive Barry Allen. And, you know, I would love to see, as we're transitioning, I would love to see DC, like, I would be okay if DC, well, right now DC is rebooting. If they decided to take Grant Gustin and make him the movie Flash, I would be completely okay with that. So, with the Flash movie, right, Last I saw on Twitter, I saw an article saying that Flash cost about $220 million to make. As the movie, that's how much it costs production-wise to make the entire movie. And currently, they're on track to make 261. And over the course of the week, I think right now, sorry I don't have dates in front of me, but I think The Flash has been out for like a month now, maybe. But I feel like, that movie, it had a lot of things against it, right? Before that, we had Ezra Miller's, you know, problems that all of a sudden we don't talk about anymore since the movie came out. To me, I feel like there was a sign something was wrong with the movie when all of a sudden, before the movie really was supposed to release, they're doing a whole bunch of screenings to a whole bunch of people that all have seen the movie, right? Like, and I'm used to seeing, you know, hey, we have this one screening to show everybody prior to a movie, like test audiences and stuff like that, or even like we're gonna do this. But from the way everything was blowing up on Twitter before the movie came out, and as many people was talking about, it's like they have multiple screenings of the movie to, I guess, to try to hype it up, all that stuff. And I felt like that kind of backfired a little bit, because now all those people who you let see the movie, you know, probably didn't go to see the movie again. But it is said that a lot of it was cut, a lot of like the major stuff was cut out of that version of the movie. But hey, it is what it is. But when that movie, you know, all those, like, all the hype train that I saw made me feel skeptical about it. You had all these people like, yo, this is the best DC movie ever. You know, you had a whole bunch of stuff coming out like, oh, this is the, you know, the definitive DC movie, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, okay, I guess, you know, that's when something in my mind was like, blink, blink, you know, when the first trailer was shown, right? When it was sent to me, I was like, it's okay. That's just how I felt about it. It's like, it's okay. Yeah, it's nice. Okay, Ben Affleck. Okay, that's just how I felt about it. And then more trailers, so we got Michael Keaton. I'm like, okay, cool. Then we get the reveal of Supergirl, and it's like, okay, yeah, but I'm still not interested in seeing the movie. Like, I'm not interested in going to the movie theaters to see this movie. And then sometime in January, right? January of this year is when we got the confirmation that the DC universe, DC movies, was completely being rebooted, right? At the moment of that press conference, or whatever it was with James Gunn, that is when I myself just came to the point of, I don't care about anything that is coming out until that Superman movie comes out. And that is the message that I felt was delivered to me. They said that Superman movie was the beginning of the reboot to the DC. So when that movie comes out, that is like the first movie in the new series. So for me, I just feel like anything that comes out before that movie, I do not care about. Flash, Aquaman, I think Blue Beetle is coming out before that movie as well. All those movies, I could care less about, because you told me they don't matter. So with that messaging, I felt like The Flash doesn't matter, right? Why am I going to go spend my money to see this movie if no matter what happens into it, it doesn't matter, right? I think I was on, at least I spoke with somebody saying it, that I felt if we're going to do a reboot, they should change the order of the movies, right? Like, let Aquaman come out next instead of The Flash. Bring Aquaman forward, right? And then bring Blue Beetle forward. And that January conference shouldn't have happened. They should have never said anything about that Superman movie until after the Flash movie, and said we're rebooting, you know, the DC, and use that Flash movie. From what I understand about the ending, you know, he did sort of kind of change the universe, but at the end of the day, it don't matter. How serious that landing on it is, who knows? But they could have, you know, changed it up to make it more like a definitive thing, right? Like, it is sort of based on Flashpoint, but how hard it to stick the landing, we don't know. You know, based on my understanding of, like I said, spoilers, but George Clooney showing up, which is just a big fan service moment to me, as Bruce Wayne. We had a different sort of kind of different portrayal of Jason Momoa Aquaman in the movie, which was, I guess, you know, to show that Barry was in a different universe. But I'm just like, again, it doesn't matter, right? Like, why am I going to invest, you know, in these movies when you already told me they don't matter? Like, for me, like, anything DC is doing right now in the movie space, until that Superman movie comes out, I'm just like, you know, I'm probably going to watch it when it hits Max, right? HBO, whatever we call it now, Max. I'm probably going to watch it then, but I'm not going to put my money into going to the movie theater to go see it, because I don't want to put my money, regardless how good, like if The Flash ended up being a good movie, right? I have to imagine now that they probably rethink whatever they do. But right now it's kind of bombing, right? I think 220, 261 right now, they're only making about a $40 million profit on the movie, and that's not good at all. And I just feel like that is a product of messaging, really. Like, that is why that movie is doing so horrible. Like, from what I've seen, it's a pretty okay movie, right? From what I've heard, yeah, the CGI was very bad from what I've heard, but I haven't seen it for myself. But from what I've heard, the CGI was kind of awful in some points. But other than that, the story itself, it was kind of a fun movie, pretty much. So it's like, even it being a fun movie was not enough to save it. But like I said, when you get the messaging that, hey, we're rebooting, and, you know, the first part of the reboot starts with Superman, and it's just like, okay, so what about Aquaman? What about Flash? You know, those two movies, I feel like, is going to suffer, right? I feel like Blue Beetle, I think, whenever that comes out before this reboot, I feel like those three movies right there were just put out to die. And that was all because of messaging. They didn't need that. January conference could have been held off a lot longer, because that Superman movie is probably not coming out for another 2 or 3 years anyway. So it could have waited, you know, it could have waited until around the time that, maybe, because I think Aquaman is the last movie that comes out. I don't have that slate in front of me, so I may be wrong, but as Aquaman being that last movie that comes out, they could have announced it around that time that we're rebooting, and, you know, the first story of that reboot is the Superman movie. And it's just hard with the DC, because I feel like we're in a, for those that watch, like, the animated movies, I just feel like they have such a great, like, thing to go back to, right? And then you also have, like, a little side project, the Batman. I think the Batman is probably, like, with Robert Pattinson, is, like, the best DC movie out, like, right now, like, in the slate, in the past couple years, I feel like this is the best DC movie. You got Joker, which is another good DC movie and a sequel to that soon. But those movies exist, but they're not a part of the universe. And it's just like, you know, for me, it's like, it shows they have the capability. And that's why I'm hoping, with James Gunn at the helm, yeah, people can be upset about what the decisions he's making, whatever. But if we have a clear vision of what we're going to do, because if we don't remember, you know, whatever you think about Zack Snyder, I'm personally not a fan, but whatever you think about the Zack Snyder universe, the problem with it is every movie is such up and down, and you have a fan base that keeps, you know, on Zack Snyder, but it's like you don't take into account what movies we were getting. Man of Steel was an okay movie, right? That's the one movie that we go and really don't have a negative. I don't really feel like there's a negative, like, just or outright, oh, that movie sucked. I feel like you have those people who like it, and you have those people who dislike it, but nobody really hates it. But overall, it's a good movie. But then you have Batman v Superman, which was a terrible movie, right? Batman v Superman was just stupid. Like, the concept and what's going on, everything about that movie, even when they released the, you know, the Ultimate Edition of that movie, it's a bad movie. And then we went to Justice League. The version of Justice League we originally got was with Joss Whedon, I believe, taking over. Yes, it was a bad movie. Then the problem is that people go and say, oh, we're getting a Zack Snyder cut in the movie. Now, like I said, I've said this many times. If it was a Zack Snyder cut of the movie, right? If it was just that, if it was just that movie, like if I got that movie, I saw what that movie originally, if Joss Whedon's Justice League never came out and Zack Snyder's version of the movie came out, I don't think that movie would have been, I guess, as good as it is, because people don't, it's like, we don't remember this Zack Snyder cut. They filmed scenes. They brought actors back to film more scenes for it. They had the opportunity, hindsight. They had hindsight to go, hey, we could change this, we could change that. I don't think that movie is as good as we consider it, because I don't know if we're gonna go as good as it is. Because also, which is another thing, which is why HBO probably didn't want to invest into the Zack Snyder, is you had such an outcry for Zack Snyder, that Zack Snyder cut. And at the time, like a couple weeks after it released, the numbers came out that those people, can't even say those people, but more than half of the people who actually started watching it didn't even go back to finish it. So you had, you know, a 3-hour movie. Once again, I don't think a lot of us is going to theaters and sitting down for a whole 3-hour movie. But you had a lot of people, you know, start the movie. Yeah, some people did come back and finish it, but there's a lot of people who didn't finish it. And that's a lot more than the people who did finish it. I myself was able to finish it in one sitting, but that was because I was really excited to see the movie, right? I did like that what came out. I did enjoy it, but would it, like, you know, with all the numbers that came out and with the way everything was going with Zack Snyder already, because even you had that Suicide Squad movie, which was the first one, which was a part of Zack Snyder's universe, it was a terrible movie, right? And you get so caught up on saying, oh, Zack Snyder, we want the Zack Snyder. No, you don't want the Zack Snyder, because from what we got of it, it was already bad. Like, you know, it's already to the point of like, it's just, yeah, we started good with Man of Steel, but then it's just like, and then you get the Zack Snyder cut, which is not even, you know, like a part of, it's not that, it does, it's like, it exists, but that's not, like, I keep saying, it's not the original vision. You know, what if we would have got the original movie that was supposed to come out, not the rewrites, reshoots, to add all this stuff to make it, oh, you know, just that original movie, I don't think the movie would have been as well received. That's how I feel. Could be wrong, but that's how I feel. Joss Whedon ended up, you know, butchering it, you know, making it worse, but at minimum, I can say that I believe it will be better than Joss Whedon's version, right? But when it comes to these movies and, you know, James Gunn taking the helm, I just felt like he's already been, you know, like on the Marvel side of things with Guardians of the Galaxy. And I believe, you know, with him even writing these movies, he has an understanding how to weave these movies together to create a universe. And I feel like at least with James Gunn, we're probably going to get a better vision, right? If it's James Gunn vision and, you know, he's going to be building it, I feel like from beginning to end, we are at least going to get, you know, a consistent vision. Now, not movies that constantly change based on what, you know, what's going on in the world, because the DC, after Justice League, right, we enjoyed DC movies for kind of being a darker take, not super dark, but a darker take on superhero movies. But after they realized, you know, Justice League failed, they started to kind of just try to copy Marvel, and that first movie was Shazam. And yeah, Shazam was well received, but it was basically another Marvel movie, right? It followed the Marvel formula, and they started doing that. So with James Gunn, like, hey, if we're going to go down, if superhero movies just forever become the Marvel formula, I'm hoping that at least with the consistent vision at the helm, like for the Superman movie, of course, you know, you already have the people saying, I don't want this. I don't want to, you know, we didn't want a new Spider-Man, but they found a way to tell a good story with it, right? So I'm willing to give this new Superman movie a chance. Yeah, I seen the new actor for Superman was cast. I've seen the memes of him looking just like Henry Cavill. But in my mind, I felt like somewhere on the internet exists where James Gunn actually said that they're not completely closing the door on Henry Cavill, right? I felt like he said that, you know, right now we're not using him. So like hypothetically, if young Superman is the story, right, and they decide to age him up after that, what if Henry Cavill comes back, right? Maybe I made this up in my head. I don't know, but I just felt like I remember them specifically saying like, yeah, we're not using him, but the door is not completely closed on him. So we'll see, you know, when that movie comes out, how it's received. But this was about the Flash, and like I said in the beginning, I'm done with Ezra Miller. You know, after everything that he's done, I'm kind of out on him. I think he needs to be recast. In my mind, you know, if you want to go with a new actor, that's fine. But like I said, I feel like Grant Gustin should be given a bigger platform with the work that he's done. I just feel like, hey, because it's comic books, you can always tell away, right? Even if they decide to introduce him into the universe, you could, you know, always have some type of comic book explanation for it. Hey, you know, he's from, you know, a different timeline and he ended up there because so-and-so happened, whatever. You can write that in. And I just feel like he should be given the opportunity to, you know, be Barry Allen on a bigger stage because he's done so well at it. But I also understand, you know, I have no issue if they would decide to go with a new actor altogether, new direction. So that's what I'm hoping for in this reboot of the DC universe. Yeah, and overall, I think that's my opinion on the Flash movie, on why it's not doing so well. So yeah, it's nice being back. I will hopefully have something else out very soon. I have something else in mind that I wanted to talk about, so I am going to be working on that probably in the next coming days. So you should see another video hopefully very soon. So other than that, you know, I always like to have a conversation. You can see me on Threads now. You know, we over there now. We on Threads, right? Hey, you know, we don't use Twitter no more. I'm lying. We still use Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter. You know, follow me on Threads, Instagram. You know where to find me. You can comment in the YouTube section. You can comment on YouTube in the comment section. I am always active in my comments. Always like to have a discussion. So yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I think that's it. Peace.